Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
When I get nostalgic for the little town I grew up in, I will occasionally drive there, park the car, and just walk around. It's about an hour south of Toledo, so it's an easy drive. The experience is therapeutic, and I don't make it nearly enough. Walking down Main Street is more than a trip back in time. It soothes the soul to see the old grocery store still sitting on the same spot and still crowding life's essentials into two narrow aisles. There was a time when I was a child that you didn't even need money to shop at the little market. The proprietor was happy to carry an account for his customers as long as they were good for it. I don't know who owns the place now, but I doubt they still do that. I also doubt they would allow a 10-year-old child to come in and buy a carton of cigarettes, as they frequently did for me. The smokes were for my mom and dad. Given all the secondary smoke I inhaled during my childhood, it's a wonder I'm still alive. What can I say? It was a different time in America. We didn't always know what could hurt us. Oh, there are cosmetic changes here and there in my old hometown. The most notable is the absence of the old green elevator that towered over the town for decades. You could see it from miles away. Now it's gone, and so is the village's skyline. A beautiful new library has replaced the old one. It was a musty and dusty old place, where the books had a strange but oddly pleasant smell, and the wooden floor creaked. It's where I learned to love books. How humbling to return recently and find my own book, Life as We Know It, Some Assembly Required, featured in a display at the new place. My old school, a two-story structure that once housed all 12 grades, is also gone, a victim of the consolidation of school districts that was so common in the 60s and 70s. Sitting on the old school's land now is a community swimming pool, something we could only have dreamed about back in my day. But despite the inevitable changes, the heart and soul of the little town is still there. The church where I took catechism and received my first Bible. The tiny six-lane bowling alley where I once was a pin-setter making 10 cents a game. The drugstore with a soda fountain where I first learned the magic of vanilla phosphate. The five and dime that served hot peanuts in a paper cup. Even the funeral home is a special memory. Not surprisingly, in a town full of Waltons, it's run by one, a distant cousin. I hope you won't think this ghoulish of me, but when I go back to my hometown, I make a point of strolling slowly through the cemetery, not just to visit my parents' graves, but also to feel a sense of calm and peace and smallness that is difficult to replicate in the big city. I swear half the tombstones bear the name Walton, some of them going back generations. I wish I knew more about the stories of their lives. On a warm, cloudless day without another living soul around, the only sound is the breeze in the trees. It is comforting. I hope you have a hometown like that. Mine, by the way, is down in Wyandotte County. It's called Sycamore.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.